我们先念诵般若波罗蜜多心经。 We'll start by reciting the Heart of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. We'll do it in Mandarin. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎得嘎得帕拉嘎得帕拉桑嘎得波提苏。接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂。The next is foundation of all good qualities. If you are reciting in English, it can be seen in the Red Prayer Book, page 137, I think. Yep. It is also in this small prayer book, page 22. Okay, you can recite it in English on your own if you feel more comfortable. We'll recite in Mandarin. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，以次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知即大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若请发心却于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进行学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼去善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示显圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师， 唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so we start with our meditation. Okay, so first try to sit comfortably, then focus your mind on the breath, few minutes.
现在呢，我们先做一个简短的共修。你做的时候呢，要觉得自己是非常非常舒服的，然后呢，把你的心呢专注于呼吸上。
Set up your motivation to do the meditation, to listen to the teaching. So set up your motivation to benefit yourself, to benefit other sentient beings.
现在呢，我们就调整我们的发心，我们要听闻这个佛法，为利益自己，还有为利益所有的一些众生呢。我现在要听闻佛法。
Okay, so next, then in front of this one space, can visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha sitting on moon, this, sun, this, lotus, throne, like that. So try to visualize that for a few minutes clearly.
现在呢，我们花几分钟观想，在我们前方的虚空出现本师释迦牟尼佛，他就坐在莲花座上，莲花座上呢有日月轮，上面就端端正正地坐着本师释迦牟尼佛。
Okay, so that's we recite Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, then visualize the light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself, then purify it. All our physical pain, mental suffering, all the disturbing thoughts are totally purified, so you can visualize that.
接着呢，我们要观想，在观想的时候念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念诵这个咒语的时候呢，同时观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光明。这光明呢，照耀进入了我们的身体啊，进入我们的身体，然后净化了我们身体，还有心理上所面对的苦痛。我们的一切烦恼呢，都被净化。
Ayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soham Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soham Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye
What were talking last time? Last, what do we talk?
Can't remember.
Anybody remember what were talking?
Preparatory practices.
I think it's the preparatory practices. You do the 7 limbs.
I think she asked one question that day, then I was answering.
Yeah.
I don't know what she asked.
Auntie, can you remember? Auntie, 你还记得你问的问题吗？ 没有上一次你问的问题。
I think last she was asking one question, then I was answering something, then I don't know.
Oh, Auntie asked one very profound question on emptiness. Something like, how do you meditate on emptiness?
Not that question she was asking.
She asked 2 questions. 另外一个问题是什么？你问了一个是空啊，空性啊，什么？还有一个问题是什么？ 是问这个做礼拜顶礼的。When you do prostration, what must you visualize? How you do really do prostration? Yeah.
That our question that time. Everybody forgot, what he's talking,
Last week, I think you talked about what is really Dharma practice, what is considered Dharma practice. We may do things that seem like it's a Dharma practice, but actually it is not a Dharma practice.
She knows why is the problem, you know? She said, problem is upstairs. That's you. So, here in one of the sutra, I don't know how to call this, Kunjok Zekpeto. I don't know how to translate. Anyway, that's one of the sutra. at that sutra, it said, Kawa Kanke Chimanyas. Kawa is eon. Then, so anyway, I just explained the main thing. So here, in the how long time, you know, talking about the time, one eon like that, eon of time like that. So how many number is like sand of the Ganges River, that kind of number, you know. So then, what kind of substance, talk about is the divine cloth of the goddess. Put. Then you make charity to the sentient beings. So it creates so much merit, you know. So
天文经是引述佛经上的 一段话，这个佛经讲的是，我们的所积累的功德呢，究竟有多大？什么样的功德呢？比如说，我们花一劫的时间哦，然后呢，一劫好像恒河供养恒河沙数里面无量无边的众生，然后供养他们如天哦，如天般广大的衣服啊、器具啊、食物等等，这样供养一切众生，这样长时间一劫的时间供养恒河沙数一切众生了、这些东西所得的功德、究竟是多少呢？
So you can imagine, you know, so much merit you collect if you do like that, you know. you know, so many number, so many long period of time, you know, giving charity to sentient beings, you know, such a wonderful thing like clothes, food, you know, anything, you give charity to sentient beings, so you collect so much merit.
所以呢，这所积累的福德、功德、资粮哦，是很大的，因为呢，我们长时间哦，供养和施舍给一切的众生所有的衣具啊、饮食用具等等，所以所得的功德是很大很大的。
So here, what Buddha said, so Kangi Sanje Datta Sams, the person who hear name of the Buddha, who hear name of the Buddha, the person who see the Buddha's painting, drawing of Buddha's image, the person who see the statue of the Buddha, this person create much more merit than the before one.
可是呢，如果有人听闻佛的洪名，如果有人见闻见到佛的形象，此人所积累的功德胜前，就是比前者所积累的功德更大。
Okay, so like that. So much more merit than earlier one. So you know, so get some idea, yeah.
所以呢，如果你能够听闻佛的洪名，见到佛的形象，你所得到积累的功德呢，比供养长劫供养六道所有的众生的功德呢更多。So
therefore, you have to understand that. So what Buddha said, you know, just seeing, just hearing Buddha's name, we collect so much merit. Just seeing Buddha's painting or statue, also collect so much merit. You know. So then, this way, and feel fortunate, you know. You are very fortunate, you know.
所以呢，我们能够见到佛的形象，听到佛的洪名呢，我们是非常非常幸运的。So
then for the Kudung Tamo Jawa Lao Sa, then seeing Buddha's image or painting, then if you put palm together, making prostration, so it's not took up a long prostration, just putting your palm together. Then you create much more merit than that. Not only that, then also you see the Buddha's image, put palm together, then you say some praise to the Buddha, you know, one sentence, two sentence. You know, so if you do that, then much more merit, you know.
所以呢，见到佛的形象呢，听到佛的洪名呢，功德已经很大很大的。如果你能够合十恭敬的话，你的功德呢胜前，比如前者积累的功德更大。如果呢，你见到佛的形象，你不止合十恭敬呢，你还能够发愿祈请啊，念一些祈请文的话，你所积累的功德呢更加大。
So like that phrase, then even more, you know, then what you call putting palm together, then you make the prayers to Buddha, then on top of that you make offering to Buddha. You know, then you collect much more merit than before, you know.
如果呢，你不只是合十恭敬，你不只是念祈请，向佛祈请，你还对佛做供养的话，所以你所积累的功德呢，你福德资粮呢更加大。So
therefore, so you know, so very important, you know, to understand this benefit. You know, so whenever you see Buddha's image or Buddha's statue or, you know, just hearing Buddha's name, you know, possible, put your palm together, you know. So, just within second like that, you know, then you collect the merit, you know. You collect so much merit like that, you know.
所以如果我们能够明白这一点呢，是对我们有很大的利益。怎么说呢？如果我们 明白这一点的话，当我们看到佛的形象或听到佛的洪名的时候，我们就自然而然就会合十恭敬了。这样在那短短的几秒里面呢，我们就积累了广大的福德资粮了。
So here, so as a Buddhist, the point is just being Buddhist. The point is that just being Buddhist, you know, going to temple, then seeing the statue, putting your palm together, or making prostration, or just saying some prayers to Buddha, or make even a small offering to Buddha, you know, just by itself, you know.How fortunate we are, you know, able to understand from there. You know, then you feel so much joy in your mind. You know, you really understand that. Then give so much joy, you know, just being Buddhist, just coming to temple, you know.
所以呢，如果明白这一点的话，那我们身为佛教徒，当我们去到寺庙的时候呢，我们看到佛像啊，我们就合十，然后顶礼啊，然后做念祈请文啊，然后做一点小小的供养，哎，这本身呢就是一件非常非常幸运的事，因为呢，我们这样通过这样小小的动作呢，我们积累了很大的福德，所以呢，我们心里呢会自然而然的发出一个喜悦，就心生喜悦，这就做。为一个佛教徒去寺庙的一种喜悦。
So like that. So you see, Pawner's good quality. The understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is upon only one. It is greatly meaningful.
所以呢，我就明白，哎，我们。这身为人生啊所带来的广大利益，因为呢，我们这一个狭满的人生啊，这一次所得的狭满人生呢，可以带给我们这广大的功德利益。
So the point is, you know, how fortunate we are, you know, to understand that, you know, just being Buddhist, you know, having this human river, human body, not only that, being Buddhist.You know, so in this way, you know, even within second, you know, who collect so much merit, you know. So in this way, then you can understand how fortunate we are, you know. So when you really understand this, you know, then you feel so much joy, give so much joy in your mind, you know. So why they are unhappy, you know. The point is that Of course, just looking at that point, able to bring so much happiness in your mind, you know, can be very joyful, happy life, you know.
So, we can do这样去想啊，去分析哦。你看，人生难得呢，我们已经得到这个人生了。不是得到这宝贵的人生呢，我们还遇到佛法，成为佛教徒。这样成为佛教徒是怎么一回事呢？你看，我们去到寺庙，在短短的几秒钟之内呢，我们就合十啊，恭敬了，我们就已经积累很大很大的福报哦，可以给我们带来今生和来生的快乐。所以说呢，我们是非常非常幸运的。所以如果我们真的完全明白这个道理的话呢，当我们去做合适什么的，我们心里就会有一种高兴，一种喜悦升起来的。所以为什么我们要不高兴呢？为什么要有烦恼呢？就在短短的几秒钟哦，我们就可以感觉到哦，我们身为人生，身为佛教徒的喜悦，我们这一生呢就可以感到非常的愉悦，非常的快乐。
So like that. So of course in the Lamrim also you have precious freedom of rebirth. You know, precious freedom of rebirth. So you talk about our rebirth, what we have now. You know, so I mean, so how just having this body, you know, so look at your own self, you know, having this.Perfect sense, you know, the physical, you know, like can hear, can see, can talk, can tell. taste, can smell, can feel, you know, all the six sense perfectly functioning. Not only that, of course, then you have this mind, the human intelligence, you know, is still active, you know, so able to understand, you know, somebody explain Dharma or somebody explain Buddha's teaching. Of course, we have this human intelligence able to understand that, you know. So, looking in this way, so, you know, then we can also bring a lot of joys, you know. So that the meditation on the human rebirth, precious human rebirth, brings so much joy, you know.
所以呢我们也在菩提道四谛里面有这样的讲授，讲到我们这个人生的利益，它里面会去讲到这个侠满人生的利益，这样有时它就翻译成胜利，它有时讲胜利。所以我们要明白我们所得的这个人生的身体呢是非常非常珍贵的，我们的五官呢都具足了，我们可以看啊，可以听啊，可以闻到啊，闻到东西的味道啊，可以尝到食物的味道啦，身体有感触啦，等等五官都俱全哦，都没有问题。这样最重要的就是我们这个人生啊，拥有这样的智慧。我们能够，当然有人跟我们讲解佛理开示的时候呢，我们听了之后，我们就会明白。这样有人跟我们讲佛的经典啊，或者教导的时候呢，我们听了过后，闻了过后呢，我们去思考一下，我们也会明白。从这个角度去看呢，我们就觉得，哎呀，我们真的是得到很宝贵的东西，我们心里呢，就升起一种喜悦。
So, I mean, there's so much to, you know, if you mindfully look yourself, check yourself, you know, so there's so much thing to enjoy, you know, what you have at this present moment, you know. So, you can be very joyful, you know, so like that.
所以呢，我们真的如果是很用心的哈，这样去观察，这样去思维啊，去检视我们的自身啊，我们自己的这个身体啊，所拥有的这一刻呢，我们能够拥有的东西呢，其实是很多很多的。所以呢，我们应该随喜。
So like that. So you have all the inner condition from your side, no?So like your mind functioning, your body also, all six sense are perfectly working, you know, so mentally stable. So every condition is there, you know, perfect condition is there from your side. So then, not only that, then outside,outer condition such as Buddha's teaching is still exists in this world. Not only that, that somebody, some teacher able to explain what Buddha's teaching is, you know, then you have this what called opportunity, finding the teacher. So everything is there, you know, outer, inner, all the condition is there, you know, for us. If you really want to practice Dharma, condition is all there.
正从怎么进一步去分析呢？我们可以看到刚才我们讲的自己的身体，其实指的呢是我们拥有的这个人生。我拥有这个人生呢，我们各种内在的条件呢都具足，都具备了，都拥有了。怎么说呢？我们的心啊，我们的身体啊，都操作非常正常，对不对？好，我们的六观啊，五官啊，我们的心呢都具足了，心也很安定。如果用佛教的术语来讲啊，就是各种因缘条件具足了。 就是因缘条件都具足了，也不只是内在的因缘条件都具足了，我们外在的条件呢也具足了。诶，佛有佛出世啊，佛已经转法轮了，就佛转法轮之后呢，有人修习佛法啊，然后还有各种善知识啊，把佛法传下来。更重要的，更重要一点，就是我们现在有机会可以去找到老师，然后从老师那边呢听闻这个佛法啊，继续接受佛法，听闻佛法的利益。所以这样去看的话，哎，我们的外在和内在的各种各样的条件，去修行的条件呢，都全部呢我们都拥有了，所以内外因缘具足。
So like that. So also another portion that is, of course, one is believing in the karma, past life, future life, existence of karma, believing the Buddha.You know, so because of that, so you are able to listen to the teaching. Not only that, able to understand the teaching. So that is extremely fortunate, you know.
更幸运的是，幸运中的大幸就是我们相信业果的道理。我们相信有过去生，然后现在生，以后将来还会未来生，然后呢我们对佛呢还能产生一些信心，因为这样幸运的缘故，这样幸运的缘故，都超级幸运的，所以呢我们现在能够听闻到佛法，然后去明白，去进步，去明白佛法，哎，这是幸运中的大幸。
So like that, so is always be mindful on that, you know. Daily life should think, you know, how fortunate you are, we are, you know. So, wake up, when you open your eye, think that, you know. So then, there's so much to joy, you know.
所以呢，我们应该时时提醒自己哦，自己是一个幸运的儿，你就是幸运儿，所以每天早上呢醒来睁开眼睛讲啊，我是多么幸运的，好，然后就这么去思维，然后呢去随喜。
What is hard?
When you wake up,
he just wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
So like that, so what I'm trying to say here is you don't know how to think, then become problem, you know. So the point is that, you know how to think, you know, there's so much to enjoy, so much to enjoy, you know. Just being Buddhist, and just coming to temple, the point is that, just coming to listen some Buddha's teaching. You know, just making a small offering to Buddha. Just putting your palm together to the Buddha, you know.So if you understand, you know, you reflect, you understand, then bring so much joy, you know, there's no need to worry at all, you know, no need to, or I don't know, no need to depress, the point is not worry, I mean, no need to be depressed, you know, life is so joyful, you know.
所以呢，天龙君要告诉我们的是，我们应该怎么样的去怎么样套句普通话讲，应该懂得怎么样去想了，怎么去想。所以呢，其实我们应该学习怎样去思维啊，就当每天从早上第一刻醒来的时候怎样去想。因为如果我们真正明白了我们现在还拥有这个人生呢，啊，是多么幸运的一件事，这样呢我们就要感到快乐，我们就要随喜，还拥有这个人生，我们就尽量就去享受啊，要享受这个美好的人生。因为我们不只是有这个人生，我们成为佛教徒啊，我们就还有这个机会啊，用这个人生呢走去寺庙啊，然后去听闻佛法，然后呢还能够合十啊，你还有这个手掌呢还可以合十啊，那礼佛啊，做一点小供养，能力做一些小供养，诶，就通过这个小小动作积累了这么大的福德资粮，以后呢将来还可以继续快乐下去。所以当我们真正明白这个道理的时候呢，我们就觉得哇， 我是多么的幸运，你就会有这种喜悦，这种快乐哦，心里就产生这样快乐，这样呢，你的烦恼就会不见了，你就不需要忧郁了。
So like that, the point is that point is then you become very special person, you know. When you meditate like that, then you can feel that you are very special, you know.
所以呢，这个重点就是呢，如果呢你能够这样去思维的话，那你每天起来啊，在那边静坐，这样思考几分钟哦，去分析的话，你会发现，哎，其实呢，哎，用我这个人生，我还这个人生，我是很特别的，我是很独特的。应该用四川话来讲，我是很独特的。
What is special in Chinese?
四川 ，use 四川 dialect。独特。
啊，四川 spice, you know? Something special, yeah? 四川啊 ？What do you call it?
四川 borders Tibet. Near Tibet.
四川 is special.
Sichuan is a place that borders Tibet.
No, in Chinese, how do you are very special.
Sichuan, four rivers.
Huh?
Oh, how is special? Huh? 独特.
Huh?
独特.
独
特.
独特. Huh? Correct?
Yes.
独.
独特.
You don't know Chinese?Cynthia? Huh? No. Worse than me. So like that. So now, I mean, of course, we are very special. So therefore, you have to make it meaningful. The point is that, you know, you make this special life make more meaningful.
所以我们了解到呢，我们每一个人呢都是独特的，这样我们要用这个特别的我们独有的这个人生呢，让它变得更加有意义。
So you have to make this life meaningful when no, this life, this time, this moment, you know, the advice that
所以呢，我们要让我们的这一生呢过得有意义啊，我们要在让这个时候，这个时候的人生的有意义，从这个时候这一刻开始，让它变得有意义。
So then, question why? You know why? Then is in the answer is that it is difficult to find again. You know, answer is that.
这样你可能问，哎，为什么就从这一刻当下这一刻开始呢？为什么要变得有意义？答案就是，因为呢，这个人生是非常。难得的。
Oh, this is important. You know, I mean, the word is very short there. Understanding the precious freedom of this river found only one is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly day and night take it as, you know.
为什么答案是这样呢？答案其实呢，就是我们的功德本颂的第二个寄颂，唯愿加持令我先求一次所得此善有暇生，就是这个难得宝贵的人生只有这一次，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。
So then of course againThis where this precious human river, then again. So always believing, we all believe, you know, this will live for a long time, like that, that what we believe, all the time, believing that this we have this special life, you know, then yeah, we do have this. But then on top of that, another wrong concept is to believing this special life can live for a long time like that. No, so when I have this believing, you know, then that become obstacle for you to practice Dharma, you know.
可是呢，我们这个独特的这个狭满的人生啊，我们通常呢都自己啊，自己在心里面常常都深深的相信呢，它会永永远远啊继续长时间呢啊下继续下去，所以我们觉得这个人生呢是永远都会在那边的，它不会结束的。 因为呢，我们有这样的心理呢，所以它就成为我们学习佛法的一道障碍。
So the point is that when you believe like this, then you don't have what called you don't remember the Dharma. You know, so very difficult to remember Dharma. So, you know, you don't remember that because this belief, you know, this block the practice the Dharma.
所以，因为我们心里呢，心里的深处呢，这样深深的相信，所以我们就不记得，就时常就忘失这个佛法，所以呢，就没有很积极的去修这个佛法。So
like that, then, so the another problem. Then, even you remember the Dharma, then you will postpone, you know, that what we trust, you know. So even you remember Dharma, okay, I'll try, but then. You still have time, so because of that, you don't practice immediately, you know, then keep postponing the practice of Dharma, you know, postponing that.
就算呢，我们记得佛法，有时候我们记得佛法佛教的理论呢，佛陀这样教导的，这样我们也有时间。可是呢，我们也不会马上就修行佛法，不会马上去修，我们会找一些理由啊，拖一下子。
So like that, then also one is the what call even you try to practice, you know, then you don't remember the impermanent. Then even you practice certain called Dharma, then it doesn't become pure, you know.
所以呢，就算呢，我们记得了佛法，然后我们呢也尝试去修法了，可是呢，我们没有时时刻刻意念这个无常了，所以呢，我们的修的那个法呢也是不清净的。So
like that, so I don't know how to do but like 念念当超啊 I don't know. So then, because of not remembering that, so your determination to practice, you know, that will not really determine, you know, you are not really determined, you know, to practice Dharma.
因为呢，我们不是时时刻刻意念佛法，我们时常都忘失佛法的，所以呢，我们就没有去这个修佛法的决心。
So like that, then, so again, of course, you don't remembering the death, or you don't remember of the impermanent, then, you know, you always engage in the negative action.
因为呢，我们不是时时刻刻都意念这个死无常，这死无常还没有成为我们时时刻刻的意念的东西，所以呢，我们就很容易就会造作这个恶业。
So then like that, if we live your life like that, you know, we spend our life like that, you know. So then death suddenly come, then you have so much regret in the mind like that.
所以因为呢，我们这样生活下去的话，我们有意念这个死无常，我们有去修习佛法，当死亡真正 来临的时候呢，我们就会，我们心里呢就会升起大后悔。
So like that, the point is, so the whole point here, you know, so remembering the impermanent, remembering the death. You know, so you have this mindfulness on that, on death and impermanent. Then you are able to practice Dharma. If you don't have this mindfulness of death and impermanent, then we are not able to practice Dharma.
So this is the main point, the personality, King Room Ji 要跟我们讲的重点就是我们应该意念时时刻刻意念这个死亡，时时刻刻意念这个无常。因为呢，如果我们能够时时刻刻意念着死无常的话呢，我们心里的这个警惕心就会升起来。我们这里有这个警惕心的话呢，我们就会时时刻刻呢去修这个佛法。要是我们不能意念这个死无常的话呢，我们就会有一种放逸的心理，我们就不会去修这个佛法。
So like that. So here, so in the Lamrim, it's mentioned. You know, so you remember, you remember the dead and impermanent. Then your Dharma practice become pure, you know, very pure.
所以在次菩提道次第里面就讲了，如果呢有修行人能够意念死无常的话呢，把它时时刻刻放在心里，这样他的修的法呢就可以非常清净。
So like that, then also your Dharma practice become powerful and very effective.
就如果能够用这样的方式去修意念死无常的话，你修的法呢就会很有力量，他就可以看到他的效力。
So.Also, it's a beginning, a middle, and the end. Also beneficial, you say like that. So the point is, very beginning, of course, you remember death and impermanent. So, that become cause, you know, very beginning, that the cause.That become cause you to practice Dharma.
所以呢，在开始的时候呢，意念死无常是非常重要的。咱们修行的中间的时段也是非常重要的。但我们结束我们修行的时候也是非常重要的。因为呢，我们开始修行这个修行的时候，我们能够意念死无常的话。意念死，意念无常，它就会巩固，然后变成我们去修法的善缘。
So like that, the middling is like that. So when after you practice Dharma, you know, engage in the Dharma practice, then when you practice, then you remember dead and impermanent that will help you to continue. Then at the end, your Dharma practice, you know, can be complete.You know, if you remember death and impermanent, you know, that help you to complete your practice.
所以如果意念死无常呢，那开始的时候意念死无常，它能促成我们去修法，去修法的善缘。在我们修行的时候呢，我们继续意念死无常呢，它就会巩固我们的修法，让我们继续去修，让我们不放弃。如果我们不放弃继续修的话呢，有朝一日呢，我们就能完成我们所修的法。
So like that. So those are important points here. So remembering death and impermanent.You know, so it's very, very important. So therefore, this life is impermanent as a water bubble. You know, remember how quickly it decay and the death comes.
所以从刚才的开始呢，我们就也看到呢，意念这个死无常呢，在这一生里面呢是非常非常重要的，因为呢，我们这一生的生命呢，就像水中的泡沫一样啊，时时刻刻呢都会飘摇，都会破掉的，而且很快的，迅速即为死魔所摧毁。
So like that. So like that. So meditation. So point is meditation. Death impermanent is powerful. So that really put you into practice. You know, most of us, of course, then we don't have this understanding, you know. We don't think, we don't we're not mindful on that, we don't think about that. So because of that, you know, we don't practice. Difficult to practice. Even if you practice, it doesn't become pure. You know, then even you do something, it's not able to continue. You know, it all this boils down to not meditating on death and impermanence.
So, 当我们去思维修的时候，如果真正能够能够去实时刻刻意念死无常的话，我们可以看到它的效果，它的效果，它的效力是非常非常大的。因为呢，大多数啊，我们大多数人都不明白这个死无常的道理，我们没有完完全全内化这个死无常的道理，所以呢，我们没有花时间呢，花这个精力是时间去思维这个死无常的道理。 因为我们没有花时间、花精力去思维这个死无常，它的深刻道理，所以呢，我们就没有这个死无常、意念死无常的正念。因为我们没有意念这个死无常的正念呢，所以呢，很多时候呢，我们都没有去修啊，都没有去好好的去修行，没有去修行。就算我们去修行的话，因为死无常的道理呢，我们没有完全的参透，所以呢，我们的修行呢是不清净的。 就算我们去修行的话呢，很多时候因为没有深深刻、时时刻刻深深的牢记这个死无常、意念死无常的道理，所以有时候我们修啊，修到了一半呢，我们中途就会放弃了。所以我们也可以看到啊，从这些这样的分析去看啊，意念死无常呢是非常非常重要的。
So, again, of course. Death and impermanence. I mean, we have this strong belief, you know, so, you know, we won't die so soon, you know. You know, I mean, we all have this strong belief there. We won't die so soon. We live for a long time like that. You know, this wrong concept, you know, 100% belief like that. We live for a long time like that. So, that becomes the problem, you know, to practice Dharma.
所以你通常呢，我们都没有意念死无常，你可能讲，哎呀，我有我有嘞。可是你要我在我们讲这个思维，或者是去修这个死无常啊，其实是我们要在我们的思维修里面进去里面很深刻的去察去观察。所以因为我们在我们的心啊内心的深处啊，我们没有去观察到。其实我们内心的深处通常是讲，哎呀。 我不会这么快就死的，我会长命百岁。通常我们都会有这样的观念的，我们都有这样的观念。其实这样的观念呢是错误的，是错误的观念。因为呢，如果呢我们内心里面呢，无论我们说出来还是不要说出来，有这样的观念的话呢，它就会造成我们修法上的一种障碍。 安迪是有修行的,
What?
Andy said that because death will come any time, so you can die any time. Andy 有这个思维修.
Andy have realization, others don't have.
Andy 有这个死无常的思维的领悟.
So, really, I mean, look deeply like that. We all like that, you know. So, this, I think this the mind will deceive us. The point is that, you know, we think like that until the death comes. The point is that even if you live 90 year old, 100 year old, even that time you will think that I'll live long, you know. You know, you don't think I'll die tomorrow. We never think that. You know, even if you're 100 years old, I don't think so. This person thinks I'll die tomorrow, you know. You know, they think they'll live for a long time like that. So, our mind goes like that, you know, until the death comes. So because of that, you know, our practice becomes very weak. You know, we don't really think so important in the life, you know.
因为呢，我们要做，通常我们都没有去做很深入的这个思维、修很深入的去分析啊，真的。所以呢，我们通常会这么想：哎呀，我不会这么快就死掉的。通常呢，就算有人活到90岁了，他还是这样想的，他内心里还是想的：哎，我还继续活下去，我会长命百岁的。 明天我不会死的，明天我不会死的。通常啊，就算你活到那个死亡要发生的那一刻啊，就要来了，你还是这样想的，我还是会活下去。你不会想哦，可能到明天我不在了，我们都会想，哎，我们会长命百岁。所以呢，因为我们的心里嘛，内心啊是这样的，通常都这样想的。所以呢，变成就算我们有去修的话，我们的修行变得很不坚固。
So like that. So it's very, very strong, this wrong concept in our mind. So not easy to remove that thought. So therefore need meditation. So that's why the Lama Rim given, you know, many different reasons to meditate that, you know. We can, I mean, death is certain, time of death is uncertain. Time of death, nothing helps except the Dharma. The three outline in the Lama Rim is very, very important outline there.
所以呢，因为我们的这样的明天不会死的错误的概念呢，是这么的根深蒂固啊，所以我们要把它给清除掉啊，把它给占掉，是非常非常困难的。所以在菩提道次第里面呢，他就介绍了哈，就详细啊，重点介绍了，给了我们很多很多的理由。 用这些理由呢，让我们去思维修一步一步很深入去思维修，然后清除这样错误的概念。菩提道次第里面就讲死必至，就死亡一定会发生，死期不定，就是你什么时候死呢不知道，可是死亡的时候，唯有佛法能帮助你。
So like that. So looking on your life, you know, the point is that looking one's life, you know, so. Is definite going to die, you know. It cannot live forever. The point is that it's not going to live forever, you know. So the reason is given there. So your life span is continually decreasing, you know, not increasing. Each moment your life span, each second is going to decrease. Your life is not like going up and up like that, you know. So you look deeply like that, going down and down. So that means one day you will die, you know.
So, you know, we look at our life, like this. Actually, this life, 如果我们明白的话，其实我们都明白了， 我一定会死的， 我不会永远的活着。 为什么呢？ 因为呢，我们的生命呢， 每一天呢，就不是讲每一天了，每一分每一秒呢，都在不断的减少，它是不会增加的，它不是不会延长的，我们的寿命呢，每一天每一秒呢，都不断的在减少，所以到了一天，那天到来的时候呢，我们一定会死。
So I mean, you cannot do anything. The point is that each moment the life is spent decreasing, you know. There's no way you can increase, you know. You cannot add at all, you know, the point is that. So definitely, you know, each moment decreasing, that means one day will finish, you know.
所以呢，我们是没有这个能力，也没有这个办法呢，去增加或者延长我们的寿命的。我们的寿命呢，我们这一生的生命呢，它是不断不断的在减少的。
So not only our life, you know, so everything like that, what we see, our, even our world, where we live, the world, universe, where we're living, look like very solid, this and that. But also same thing, you know, each moment is, I don't know how to say, each moment, decreasing, same thing like that, you do. Each moment is getting closer to the destruction. I don't know what to call it. Closer to the... Each moment closer to disappear. The point is that. So one day will disappear, even this universe, you know.
所以呢，不只是我们的这一生呢，是每一分每一秒呢，每一刹那都在变化，都在减少。就算我们居住的这个世界啊，看起来很坚固，这地球好像坚固不变了，好，可是呢，它其实是每一分每一秒每一刹那都慢慢慢慢的走向了、走向这个摧毁啊、灭亡的道路。就算这是整个这个宇宙呢，也是分分秒秒呢都在变化，都在慢慢慢慢的、走向摧毁的道路。
So like that, it look very solid, you know, the universe look like very solid, you know, you can't imagine you're going to become disappear, you know, difficult to imagine, but logically, of course, after, sometime it will disappear, you know.
所以呢，就算是看起来非常坚固的、这不变的这个宇宙呢，啊，看起来它绝对不会被摧毁啊，或者有一天会消失不见。可是呢，如果呢，我们根据啊，根据我们的理性的去分析的话，终究还是有一天啊，那一天会到来，这个宇宙呢还是会消失的。
So like that. So point is here. So many thinking one's life, you know, is definite, and death is definite. Then again, of course, we all know going to die. But, well, as I mentioned, we think long time like that, but the point is in the teaching, so time of death is uncertain. You know, there's no certain when the death comes, you know.
所以我们这样去思维啊，这样去分析它重点是什么呢？我们都应该这样去思维啊，这样去想，我们这一生呢一定会来到一个终点，而死亡呢一定会到来。那这一点呢我们都知道了，可是我们的心里的想法，深层想法是，这需要一段很久的时间，可是未必它就是需要一段很久的时间，因为呢死期是不定的，就没有一个人的死期呢是一个定数来的。
So the reason giving the lamrim, I mean there's many reasons, one of the reasons, so the time of death is uncertain because what call chicken monkeys, there's many conditions for the deathThere's few condition to survive, you know. So there's more condition for the death, and there's few condition for the survival.
为什么讲死期不定呢？因为根据《菩提道次第》哈里面所讲的，他就给了很多很多的理由了。为什么说死期不定呢？因为呢，导致我们这个人生死亡的原因呢，或者死亡的条件呢，其实是很多很多的。可是让我们继续啊，长长久久活下去的那个条件和那个原因呢，其实呢是很少的。
So like that, so you look like that, you know. So even you traveling, even you take medicine, you know. So even you take food. I mean, those all condition for living, but most of them all this become, many of them all this become cause for the death, you know.
举个例子，就算我们去想要避开死亡，我们去旅行，或者是我们讲，我要长寿，我吃那个对身体有益的药，延寿的药，或者我吃很多很好的有营养的食物，这些东西好像吃药、旅行、食物等等，就好像是让我们继续活下去的条件，对不对？ 可是呢，它很多时候呢，也是让我们死亡的原因。
So like that. So if you really think with the reason, you know, logically, you know, think my death can be happen any moment, you know. So you have some kind of understanding there. So then, you know, then you are, you know, you can practice Dharma. And you really then start your practice Dharma. You will start.
所以如果我们坐下来去思维修的时候呢，我们用这些理由去进一步的分析的话，这样你就可以发现，你的死期呢是必至的。虽然你的死期呢不懂是哪一天会发生，虽然死无定期，可是死必至。所以你如果真的了解这一点的话呢，你就会马上积极的去修佛法。So
here, the great Kadama master said, if you have this kind of realization, you know, I'll die like that, you know. So definitely I'll die any time like that. So if you really have this kind of realization in your mind, then it says like to abandon negative action is not difficult.
So,我们的葛当派的祖师就曾经这样说过：如果你有这样的领悟，什么样的领悟呢？如果你在心里面你时常都会纪念意念我必死，我随时必死。如果你有这样的领悟的话呢，你就会打从心里很小心，你就会尽量，你就会不会去造作任何的恶行。
So same thing also, then also the Kadama master said, you know, if you have this realization, I'm going to die, definitely I'll die. Death can be happen any moment, you know, you have this realization, you know, I mean, really good understanding in your mind. So then, to collect the merit is not difficult for that person, you know.
像格当派的祖师也说，如果你有这样的领悟的话，你会时常意念我必死，然后我随时必死。你讲我的死亡其实是随时都会发生的。如果你在你的心相续里面有这样的定解。 有这样的定解的话呢，这样呢，如果你要去积累的善业福报啊，就很容易了。
So like that, so therefore, this foundation good quality, true line, the life, this life is impermanent as a water bubble. Remembering how quickly it decay and death comes. So these two sentences extremely powerful. You know, to meditate on this, you know, then you really understand this, you know. Your life is like a water bubble, you know, and can be disappear any moment. The point is that a small condition can be, death can be happen, you know, like a water bubble, you know. The small thing can be burst, the water bubble like that. Our life is like that, you know. A small condition can be, our death can be happened, you know. So like that, you really have this understanding like that, then really you put effort to abandon negative karma, put effort, you know, is not without difficulty, you know, engage in avoiding negative karma and engage in the practice in virtues, you know.
所以呢，如果 所以刚才讲的东西呢，就刚才天荣觉教我们的东西呢，都是这个第三个寄送里面哈，我们去修的时候是可以去想的，是我们的思维修的内容。就是其实第三个寄送，就唯愿加持令我心念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫。就他给我们的个意象啊，就是水中的泡沫。这无常念死无常的意象是水泡沫，所以我们要去这样思维修，因为我们生命呢就好像个水泡沫一样。为什么讲是水泡沫呢？因为水泡沫是非常脆弱的，你只要轻轻搓啊，它就破了。所以就表示呢，我们生命其实有很多很多的因缘条件呢，让死亡随时都可以发生。因为死亡可以很容易啊，随时都发生，所以呢，我们的生命呢，很快呀，其实就会结束，它是飘摇不定的，所以它用飘摇犹如水泡沫这个形象、这个、意象，来讲这个死无常，所以迅速即为死魔所摧毁，所以死亡很快就会发生。如果我们真的能够这样去意念的话呢，真的完全明白它，完完全明白它的道理的话，我们就会很精进的去修行，这样呢，我们就很容易就可以摒弃这个黑夜，就去不造作这个恶行，不会积累这个恶业，我们很容易呢就能够去积累这个善业，然后积累这个福德资粮，所以这样就讲，并且确知黑白业诸果。
So like that. So this life is like impermanent as a water bubble. You know, when you understand that, so whatever you do for this life, you know, like what call. so much for, we do so much for this life, you know, like, pleasing this life, we do so much, you know, wealth, you know, reputation, and what call, so all sort of things we do for this life, you know, so if you really understand our life is like a water bubble, can be burst anytime. Then all this what you do for this life is not really meaningful, you know, so it's not really helpful. You know, when it's burst, you know, all this cannot help you, you know. So point is, what can help is the only Dharma practice. So then you decide within understanding, this thing cannot help, only Dharma can help. So then you decide to practice Dharma from your mind.
所以呢，我们这一生呢是无常的，这个无常呢就像个水泡沫一样，所以我们想到水泡沫，我们就想到无常。所以这一生呢，其实我们其实做很多很多的东西啊，我们这一生呢都忙忙碌碌啊，为这一生服务。真的忙忙碌就是只是为了这一生啊，为这一生的享乐，为这一生的快乐服务。为什么忙忙碌碌啊？忙着挣钱啊，忙着我们的名誉啊，忙着我们的衣食住行啊，各种方面啊，就是不为这些东西服务啊，我们这一生。可是呢，这样忙忙碌碌、劳劳碌碌过后呢，我们究竟得到些什么呢？所以呢，我们如果真正明白，我们这一生很快就过去了，好像水泡沫一样。在我们的忙忙碌碌到底又有什么意义呢？我们就觉得，哎，其实呢，为这一生这个服务啊，其实是没有什么多大的意义，而且可能对我们的帮助呢，也真的就只有这一生，真的不是那么的。有很大的帮助，很大的利益，而且它很快就结束了。像它水泡沫破了之后呢，到底有什么？就这一生结束之后，到底有什么能够帮助我们过渡到未来生？所以，如果能够这样去思维的话，这样我们就发现了，其实啊，只有修行啊，我们的修行，我们的佛法上的修行，才能够继续啊。帮助我们，所以这个佛法的修行呢，才是能够给我们这一生呢变得有意义的，能够帮助我们这一生，帮助我们未来生，帮助我们。 当我们了解到只有佛法能够帮助我们的时候呢，我们就会在心里下定决心呢，我一定要修行这个佛法。
So like that. So, so then you decide to practice Dharma. Then again you look, you know, so again you mindful and death can be happen any moment. When you have this understanding, then immediately without delay, you know, I must practice Dharma. Then you really practice Dharma immediately. When you have this realization, death can be happen any moment. Then, if that realization happened, then you really immediately put in the practice, you know, you are able to put in the Dharma practice.
所以当我们有了这样的决定的话呢，我们决定去修佛法的时候呢，是因为我们的心相续里面有了这样的警觉心呢，还在观察我们的心呢，所以呢，我们的这警觉心是，我们心相续里面知道呢，我们的死期必至，就死必至。当你有了这样的警觉心的时候呢，你就会去马上去修行了因为你有了死必至、死亡必至的这个证悟，所以有了死亡必至的这个证悟呢，你就不会拖延时间了，就会拖拖拉拉浪费时间，你就马上从那一刻开始呢，马上去修行佛法。
So like that. So, so then, then, so again, if the death happen, then what really helps? You know, so.When you meditate like that, you know, then your will really cannot help time after death. You know, cannot do anything, just leave behind. Then all the entourage, how many entourage you have, how many friends you have, time after death, just have to leave behind. It's very clear. Then even your own body, you know, you cherish so much, giving all the comfort. to the body, you know, so. But time of the death, even the body you cannot carry, how much you cherish the body, but you have to leave behind. It's very clear, you know. So, you cannot carry wild friends and in friendship. Even your body cannot go together with you time of the death. Only your own body.Only your mind goes. You know, your body also cannot go together. It's very clear, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲有这个警觉心、有证悟的话，死必至呢，我们就马上去修行。这样我们可以进一步去想，如果现在这一刻死亡就发生在我身上。如果现在我就死掉了，这一刻，这么什么东西呢能够帮助我呢？我这一生呢，劳劳碌碌去赚的、去挣的这个钱啊，这个财富，它能够帮助我吗？当死亡发生的时候呢，你的这个钱财啊，你是带不走的，你还是要把它留在这里。在我的亲戚啊、朋友啊、我的好朋友啊，这些人呢，可以帮助我吗？当死亡发生的时候。这些呢，你也要把它留下来。这样这些东西我都带不了。在我的身体呢，这个身体呢，我每天24小时都照顾得无微不至啊，照顾得很好很好的。这样身体可以带走吗？你可以这样去想。其实这个身体呢，你也把它留下来。所以你就发现到，其实呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，这一切你劳劳碌碌照顾得很好的东西，全部没有一样能够带走，只有你的心相续，它会过渡，陪着你过渡到下一生去。
So like that. So therefore here, after the death, the sentence, after the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follows.
所以呢，当死亡发生的时候呢，这带不走的东西，像什么东西能够带走呢？这就第四个偈颂了。 事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸。就是那个黑白夜诸果，我上跳了，上错了。repeat。所以当死亡发生的时候，这一切全部不能带走，只有你所造作的业。
OK，
对，安提的那个寄送很好。对，万般带不走，唯有业随身。
What you said?
That means when death happens, you cannot bring along with you anything except the karma you have created.
Correct.
Yeah. Andy, 100 分.
So like that. So then if you really understand that, you know, what really happens time of the death, you know, only to your good karma. You know, whatever you've done good thing in the life, that live in your memory, then goes with your mind. You know, in time of death, you remember that. All the good karma you collected. Whatever your good thing you have done in the life, that will remember time of the death. So that memory goes with your mind. No. So next life. So how much you do good on your lifetime, how compassionate, how good person you are, how loving person you are, you know. So memory will be in your mind. Then time of the death, you know, there's no regret. The point is that, you know, joyfully, you know, I make my life meaningful like that. You know, so then you go with joyful.
So, when I understand what I mean by death happening, what will happen in one moment? We will know how to do it. 我们对别人所做的好的东西啊，它都会在我们的心相续里面哦，保留在我们的心相续里面，好像一颗种子一样，它会种在我们的心田里面。所以当死亡发生的时候呢，我们就会意念呢，我们的心呢就会开始意念我们生前的种种。所以我们就意念到，原来我生前做了这样多的好事啊，对别人是很有慈悲的，我对别人是有关爱的，这等等。所以这些东西呢，在死亡发生的时候都会出现了，所以我们的心都会去意念出来，然后伴渡我们过渡到下一生。所以当死亡发生的时候，我们在意念起这些东西，我们生前呢都做了这样多的好事的话呢，我们觉得我们这一生呢是没有白活的，你不会感到后悔，这样你的心呢就会升起一种快乐，这样你会觉得，其实呢我这一个人生呢还是很有意义的，这样你就会快快乐乐的死亡。
So like that. So, what do you call? So same time, of course. Then learn how to detach, not to attach to the wealth, not to attach to the friendship.Interest, or then also how to not to attach, so not to attach to your own body. All this need to learn, you know, how to detach from this object much as possible, you know, by thinking dead and impermanent. Then not clinging so much on the object is important.
是呢，如果要这个快快乐的死亡的时候呢，我们就必须学会不产生执着， 要动执着的心理。怎么说呢？我们不应该执着于我们这一生所积累的钱财啊、财富，我们不应该对我们的亲戚啊、朋友啊、我们的亲朋好友产生这种执着的心理，我们更不应该对我们自己的身体啊产生这种执着我们这身体的那种心理。所以这一点呢，是我们在有生之年，在活着的时候呢，要去学会的东西，这是我们在我们活着的时候要去修行的东西。这样怎样去修行去学呢？我们就要常常思维这个死无常，意念这个死无常。所以这一点呢是非常重要的。
So the point is that, so again, too much attach on this thing. So then that, you know, you don't really think of dead and impermanent. Then you're just increasing attachment on those objects. You know, but again, as mentioned before, time of the death, all this have to leave behind. It's very clear. Then you don't really mindful in daily life all these things, you know. You think all this are permanent, you know. It stay with you forever, that kind of believing. Then you are so much attached to that. Then time of the separation, time of the death become very, very immeasurable suffering, you know, in your mind. You know, you don't want to detach, but there's no choice. You know, your mind cannot let go. Then so much painful, and die with that kind of painful mind. You know, so there's big difficulty, time of death. So therefore, you know, daily life, impermanence, meditation, impermanence important. And that help you to reduce the attachment.
所以呢，如果我们对我们生前所积累的财富啊、朋友亲戚啊、身体啊太执着的话呢，这样呢我们就不会去意念这个死无常啊，我们就不会去修啊。这样如果我们不去意念死无常的话呢，我们对我们这一生所拥有的我们的钱财啊、朋友啊、亲戚啊、身体啊，我们对这些东西的执着的心理啊就会加深，就会加重。当死亡发生的时候会怎么样呢？当死亡发生的时候，这一切其实是带不走的。可是呢，因为你对他有很深重的执着心理，你认为呢，你是时时刻刻不会死的，你会活得长长久久的。这些东西呢，就享受啊、受用，永远会跟着你的。所以你的执着的心理就非常非常的深，非常的重。当死亡发生的时候，你要和这些分开的时候，哇哦！你就会感到很大很大的痛苦，你的心呢就会感受前所未有的大痛苦，这样呢你就会死得非常非常的痛苦。所以呢，在平常呢，我们平常还活着的时候，我们应该每天呢都去修，去思维，去意念这个死无常，这样呢我们对这些东西的执着的心理呢就可以慢慢慢慢的减轻。
So you see the important. So you see the important of meditation and dead and impermanent. You know.
所以我们从这些刚才的分析可以看到，这个思维修啊，死无常的思维修呢，每日的修行啊，其实是非常重要的。
So like that. So this one verse is very important, you know, daily life, to mindfulness, you know, on that, you know. You know, our life's like water bubble, quickly decay, you die, what happened? You know, your good karma or bad karma just follow, that's all, nothing else, you know. So you have this mindfulness in daily life, so then you are less attached to the object. You know, you can use the object, of course, while you are using, but without so much attachment and clinging. Then that's much better. You know, time of the death, then easy to let go. Otherwise, not easy. Then, with that kind of death, strong attachment, hatred, you die, then the next rebirth won't be that good. You know, miserable rebirth, you know.
So, you know, this is a 死无常的修行, 每日的思, 意念死无常修行 是非常重要, 就像第三个寄送讲的, 因为呢, 我们生命很快就消失了, 好像水泡沫, 很美丽的, 一下子, 蹦, 就破了, 就完了, 所以呢, 这样, 当死亡发生的时候, 我们该怎么办呢? 死亡发生人有什么可以帮助我们? 除了我们所积累的善业之外, 所以呢，如果我们这样去思维啊， 每日这思维的死无常的话， 我们就会对我们所拥有的一切呢， 就没有那么大的， 那么深重的执着的心理。 其实我们所拥有的一切呢， 我们这一生所拥有的， 我们还是可以很好好的享用的， 只是我们在享用的时候呢， 我们不要有这个执着心。 所以我们还是可以享用的， 我们可以用没有执着心去享用我们所拥有的一切。 如果能够这样做到的话呢， 其实呢， 当死亡发生的时候， 这样我们就比较容易放下。 我们能够放下的话呢， 这样对我们的过渡到下一生呢， 是非常有帮助的。 可是如果我们紧紧抓住这些东西， 你到死了还不要放下， 紧紧抓住， 好像你可以拥有一辈子的话， 拥有 常常去拥有的话， 你这样执着放不下的话， 你可以想象哦， 它会， 你会死得很痛苦， 然后呢， 你的下一生呢， 可能你就会投身到， 恶道去了。
So like that. So this is one of the very, very, I mean, powerful meditation, you know, impermanent. You know, if you meditate well, or you are very mindful on this impermanent, then, you know, your attachment will be reduced, your anger will be reduced, all the negative emotion can be reduced, you know, when you meditate on impermanent.
所以呢，这个死无常。 这样的修行啊，这个修法呢， 其实是非常重要的， 对我们来讲是非常非常重要的， 而且它可以带给我们的利益呢， 也是很有效果的。 所以呢， 如果我们真的能够意念哦， 在每日这样去修啊， 修行这个死无常， 能时时刻意念死无常的话， 你可以发现呢， 我们的贪着， 执着的心理呢， 就会减少。 诶， 我们的称挂的那个心理啊， 就生气啊， 很容易生气， 那你的心理呢， 就也会减少。 就我们的一切烦恼， 其实我们一切 干扰我们心安宁的这些烦恼呢， 都会减少。 所以这就是死无常哦， 意念死无常， 它的效果。
Okay, so like that. So, so then of course, when you have less attachment, less anger, less negative emotion, then of course, then you have very peaceful life. You have very peaceful life. You have very happy life. Then your life is very meaningful life. You know, so like that. So then time of the death, you have joyful death. The point is that, yeah. Then that means you have good rebirth, life to life.
所以呢， 当我们能够这样意念这个死无常的话， 我们就会减少我们的执着的心理， 减少我们的嗔挂。 然后呢， 你可以看到呢， 我们的烦恼也会减少， 我们就少执着， 少嗔挂， 少烦恼。 这样如果我们能够做到这一点的话， 我们这些烦恼全部减少了， 这样呢， 我们的这一生呢， 就可以过得很安宁， 我们这一生呢， 就可以过得很快乐， 很平和， 我们这一生呢， 就可以过得很有意义。 当死亡真正发生来临的那一刻呢， 我们就可以快快乐乐的死掉。 这样能快快乐死掉呢， 就有什么好处呢？ 就是我们可以快快乐乐的过渡到下一生。 这样下一生呢， 我们就可以有把握， 就可以把握投身到善道去。 不只是下一生呢， 是生生世世， 下一生的下一生的下一生呢， 我们都可以得到快乐。
Okay, I think that's all. Huh?
所以今天就快快乐乐讲到这里。
快乐。
Happy, happy.
Huh?
Happy.
Happy, happy, then stop. 有 question 的 ask what 啊？
我们还有时间。
啊，妈妈。啊。
How can we do not have a lot of attachment for Dharma and also gurus?
How do we practice to have less attachment to Dharma and guru? Is it towards Dharma and guru? How do we practice to have less attachment? How do you practice to have less attachment? How to have lesser attachment to Dharma and Guru? Oh, let's say a person have. Yeah. Let's say a person have attachment to Dharma and Gurus. How do we have less of that? 他的问题呢，就是说，如果我们对佛法还对我们的上师啊，有很深的那种执着的心理，这样我们怎么样有这个减少我们这样的执着？
Really mean attached to the Dharma? I don't know. Attachment to the Dharma? I don't know what you really mean that. I don't know.
没有，他的问题是，如果我们对我们的对佛法和上师有很深的执着心，这样我们将怎么样减少这方面的执着
？So, I mean, again, first.As I mentioned before, you know, first you have to understand what is Dharma before whether you attach to Dharma or not, you know. So first you have to understand what is really Dharma meant, you know. So I mentioned before, you know, when you say Dharma is to subdue your mind, you know. So whatever you practice, you know, I give the example last time, like making prostration.So, it's meant you to reduce your negative emotion, or such as pride. I give the example by making prostration. Whole idea, really, you do prostration well or not is how much effect, real effect in your mind. You know, look at yourself, whether that make the prostration make your negative emotion lesser or not, or it grow bigger. So you have to see these two things. It's really getting bigger, more ego by doing that. That is not really Dharma practice. No? So really Dharma practice means by doing that action, then reduce your negative emotion. Really reduce. So that's called Dharma practice. No?
我们讲我们对法佛法有执着，这个法执的话，这样首先我们必须明白什么才是佛法，这样所有能够调伏我们内心烦恼的都可以称为佛法，都是法。这样上一次我们举了个例子，比如说做礼拜，若做礼拜呢，其实呢是能够调伏我们的我慢的这个心理，我们的这个对自己的一种傲慢的心理。像如果我们在做这个礼拜的时候呢，我们的心呢里面这个我慢的心理减少的话，其实我们在做这个 修行的时候，一方面你还要检查这个心，这两种。如果真的能够调伏你的慢心啊，都调伏你的烦恼，使你的烦恼减少，这样呢，这就是佛法的修行，这就是佛法。如果呢，你做了这个礼拜，反而呢，你的这个傲慢的心理呢，加大了。哦，这就不是佛法的修行了。所以你当你在这个修的时候，你必须呢检视、检查或关照自己的内心。
So first, you know, when you say attached to Dhamma, is good or not? So first, you have to understand what the Dhamma meant. So, as I mentioned, if understand that Dhamma mean that, will really reduce your negative emotion. So when you see that.So you like it, that kind of practice? I don't think so, that called attachment. You like that, it doesn't mean it's attachment, you know?
所以呢，当我们讲什么是法执的时候，我们必须，当然法执是好啊，还是坏的，我们必须先了解什么是佛法，能够帮助你调伏你内心，让你的烦恼减少的就是佛法。当你运用这个方法，比如说这个大礼拜，那调伏你的我慢的心理的时候，而且你喜欢的话，你喜欢这个法的修行的话，这样的喜欢的心理呢，不可以算是，不算是一种对法的执着。
Yeah, so when you say attachment to Dhamma, attachment to teacher, I mean those are not good, of course, definitely. You know, it doesn't bring your negative emotion down. You know, it's attachment to Dhamma. I don't know what you really mean, but when you attach to Dhamma, then it's not good. Of course, attachment is not good, so it doesn't help, you know.
当你对这个佛法产生执着，或者是你说对你的上师呢有这种执着的心理的话呢，就比你可以观察你的内心啊，如果他不能够帮助你调伏你内心的烦恼的话，你的烦恼如果更炽盛的话，这样当然是不好的，这样呢他对你呢也就没有帮助了。
So I mean that should be different, you know, liking the Dhamma or attached to Dhamma is not the same. I like the Dhamma, it's not like attached to Dhamma. I think that should be different. You know? Liking and the attachment can't be same, yeah.
所以呢，我们应该分别有这样的能够去分别什么是喜欢佛法的修行啊，什么是对佛法执着的心理。
Yeah.
所以喜欢和执着呢，应该是有分别的。
Yeah. Okay. 喂，真的是。
Auntie C must have confidence in Dharma. Auntie C must have confidence in Dharma.
Very good. Next time you should give some talk, huh?
你下次可以开讲了。
OK. Okay, I think we stop here today.
好，今天我们就讲到这里。所以今天同样的，我们就要做回向。Now we will do the dedication prayers. 这本小本的，我们就照那个秩序念好不好？就三一，念三十一面，然后念三十二，然后三十三，然后三十四。Can we follow the order? That means we'll read the dedication from page 31, then 32, 33, then 34.Let's do the dedication. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, that has not arisen, arise and grow, and may that which has risen not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德 普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速升起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 Page 33. Just as the brief Manjusriyan Samatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praise as the best, but the victorious ones thus gone over three times, so I might perform good works.文本永熟如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等心境学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。